meeting together at, what is it, 9:32. Representative Herron, Representative Miller, Representative Millett, Representative Petrula, and myself, Representative Keller. The business before us is SB 74, the autism bill. And at this time, I'm going to close public testimony and open up to the committee for discussion. Or, if no discussion, move.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill number 7427-LS0443-A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
I'll object for a comment. And you also have comments. This goes from here to Labor and Commerce. I have some very serious business concerns, obviously, yet about the whole bill. One is a small business. I will not stand in the way of the bill moving. I'm going to withdraw my objection, but I'm going to ask the Labor and Commerce Committee to consider exempting at least the smallest of the small businesses to which this is has an effect. I also would like them to look at the unlimited calls that should be in there, if that's an appropriate cap or not. It seems to me like that also is a financial issue, but if you look at the bill, it's for unlimited calls to a provider. And also the bill, because we didn't have a lot of discussion on it, you may have missed, it's retroactive to January 1st, 2012. And I'm not proposing an amendment from this committee, but I think it's something that ought to be dealt with in the next committee, at least looked at and put on the record away. But with that, I'll withdraw my objection. Representative here. You going to object?
Not for objection, just a comment.
Okay.
Appreciate the opportunity to vote on moving this bill from committee. I think that testimony had an earlier committee is that this gives an opportunity for a focus on a autism coverage incentive fund that could be dealt with in other legislation at another time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
I remove my objection, so the bill moves. And the meeting is adjourned at, this is almost like a Senate committee. 9:34.